You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And it is time for us to play a game we love called Rattle Off. Now, with Rattle Off, first of all, it's an excuse just for us to BS with you. That's really what it's all about. But then we do play a game, give away a prize. The way it works is we will give you a category and see if you can think fast, because you have to rattle off five examples of the category, but you only get 10 seconds to do it. Now, it took us a while to get a winner yesterday, as I recall, but we eventually ended up giving the prize to Wade. He won with five words that include the letter X.
Oh, yeah. He nailed that one.
So there you go. What are the categories going to be today? I don't know. Let's get players. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. The lines are wide open right now, so the first few people to call in are definitely going to get on. And we do have a terrific prize for you. What do you got,
Jim? It is terrific. A $50 gas card. Come on now. That's huge. And on top of that, a link for a special advanced virtual screening of the new movie, Don't Make Me Go, starring John Cho and Mia Isaac. And that's going down July 14th at 6 p.m.
Wouldn't that $50 gas card last you about 4 miles?
A quarter tank, I guess. At least it's something.
Let's get the players right now. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Here with your boys in the morning. Mix 100, there's One Republic, part of today's best mix, 2K2 today. With your boys in the morning, Don and Jeremy hanging out, playing Rattle Off. As soon as we get done chatting with people. Sonia, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Dom.
What are you up to today?
Lying by a pool.
Ooh.
What do you think of that, Jer?
That sounds nice.
Hanging out at the pool.
Just laying there in your bikini or what?
Yeah, but it's not Denver time. It's Florida time.
Oh, you're in Florida.
So it's already
calling
hot.
Calling us from the FLA, are you?
Florida.
I am.
Where are you in Florida?
Let's see if you know your airport codes. It's RSW.
Don't tell us. Let us ponder.
Now let me ask it.
What?
No, we're not going to Google it.
No.
RSW. Jeremy is Googling it right now. So you might as well tell us.
Yeah.
It's regional Southwest Florida, so it's Fort Myers, Naples.
Okay.
So you're on the Gulf side then. All right.
Okay. Yeah, but it's the biggest area before you get to the Everglades.
I believe.
You know, I keep seeing all these videos of people down there around the Fort Myers and Naples area, and they've just got alligators walking through their neighborhood. And I'm like, I don't think I want that.
No, that's not good.
I guess we
got bears, though. I mean, you got bears or alligators.
Well,
which one do you want? I feel like I could outrun an alligator.
No, they're fast.
You can't?
No, they're fast.
Says who?
Oh, please.
Let me get back on my Google machine.
Yeah, how fast can alligators run?
Last week in Myrtle Beach, an alligator took a hold of a lady and dragged her into a pond and killed her.
Well, that's the feel-good story of the day.
Alligators can reach speeds of up to 35 miles per hour
in
on
general,
land.
20 miles per hour, it says.
Yeah, but can reach up to 35,
well,
like in little bursts.
That's a rare case.
Look, you're not running 20 miles an hour.
Sure, I could.
Please.
Now I got to see how fast a bear can run.
You know, it's that old thing. I don't have to outrun the alligator. I just have to outrun you.
Brown bear's 35 miles an hour, too.
Yeah, look, it's
Black
amazing.
Black bear's 30 miles an hour. Okay.
It's really incredible that humans have survived at all, because we can't compete against these critters in the wild.
You
can't.
You just got to keep raw meat in your pocket, so you toss it out while you're running, and they get distracted.
Yeah, okay.
So what are you doing in Florida?
She's at the pool.
Work and pleasure.
Work and pleasure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What kind of work?
Flight attendant.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
So you work, and then you get here.
And you lay around.
And you got to hang out. So you got a layover for a day or so,
Get some vitamin D.
There you go.
Now we're going to ask you which airline.
A Southern one.
Boy, you are vague with the answers today.
So Southwest, yeah. Is that what you're trying to tell us? Okay. I remember seeing some special about flight attendants back in the 60s. And it was crazy about the requirements that they had for flight attendants back then. They had weight limits. You had to wear, like, I think it was Southwest when they started. You had to wear, like, little mini skirts and everything. They
My
really
goodness.
Sexed it up.
It was
man.
A different time, wasn't it?
It was a different time.
Wow.
Howard Hughes Airlines, Hughes Air West, had them in the go-go boots and the real short suit.
My goodness.
Yeah, they knew what they're doing. They're trying to get people to talk about their airline, and they did.
That worked.
It worked. You know, we also were talking on the show yesterday about a woman who's, how old did I say she was? 86?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's been a flight attendant for 65 years and still doing.
Long time.
I saw that on the news. I think she's with American now.
How long have you been doing it?
36.
Dang, you're up there too.
Good for you. She got that seniority. That's why she's able to just lie on the beach at the pool down in Florida. She's got seniority. She picks the flights, right, Sonia?
Yes, I do.
Good for you.
You pay your dues.
That's right.
You bet you do.
Good for you.
All right, let's play some rattle off. Let's see how you do down there in FLA. 10 seconds. You have to rattle off five things in 10 seconds. We are looking for, what's next on our list? Oh, here we go.
Five past Avs players.
Do you want five Avs players?
Sure.
No, you can't request a category. Unless you're like the last player of the day, and then you can.
Right.
Well, I'll be on hold then.
You want me to put you back on hold? You can probably do this one. Jeremy and Josh came up with this one just a little while ago. 10 seconds. We're not going to go for the healthy ones. We just want, in 10 seconds, five sugary cereals. Five sugary cereals. Ready and go.
Frosted Flakes, Sugar Snap, Rice Krispies with sugar, graham cracker thing.
What?
And...
Graham cracker thing.
Chocolate Dracula.
No. Graham cracker thing.
You kind of got like 3.5, I think.
I don't have kids.
Well, then she added sugar to the Rice Krispies, so. Rice Krispies with sugar. No.
Well, that was fun.
Oh, it was a blast talking to you. Thank you for taking us with you on your travel, Sonia. We appreciate you.
Always do. Thanks. Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Yeah, people are listening to their boys in the morning all over the country. In fact, all over the world, for that matter.
At the pool in Florida.
Shout out to, I lost the name. Somebody who's wrote into us this morning saying they're listening in the Netherlands.
Oh, wow.
So,
look at that.
Howdy, howdy to you and your wooden shoes. What are you laughing at, Tabitha?
Oh, I was laughing at your joke.
What are you up to today? Tell me you're at the pool, too. Are you at the pool today?
I wish. I'm at work.
Oh, barf. What do you do?
I work for a charter bus company that shuttles people up to the casinos.
All right. Okay. Those buses are always packed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're always busy. Well, that's cool.
Do they have, what kind of entertainment do they have on those buses?
Wi-Fi. That's about it.
Wi-Fi.
That's it, huh?
All right. You can watch your Netflix on the way up.
I remember back in the day, to show you how radio has changed over the years, when I first came to Denver in the 80s, it was for a radio station called Y108. I mean, it was like the number one radio station in Denver. It was insane. And we had our own bus. It was like a big Greyhound bus. And Jeremy, we called it the Hot Bus. It had a big Y108, and we had flames painted down the side. It was a big old Greyhound bus or whatever. But especially during... from the beginning of ski season to the end, every weekend we took listeners up skiing on the Hot Bus, filled it up. Listeners went up there, and we stuck a keg on the bus.
Awesome.
For people
to get tanked,
to enjoy. And I'm like, I wonder if we could get away with that.
No,
today.
Is the answer. No, you could not.
Because they're not driving.
Yeah, I still don't think we would be able to liquor people up.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. Because you don't want a bunch of drunk people on the slopes either. But I'll tell you what, man.
Oh, man.
Filled that bus up, Tabitha, every dang week for sure.
Man.
So, are you ready to play some Rattle Off with us?
Yes.
All right. 10 seconds. Jeremy was talking about bicycle seats in the trending report a little while ago about
and
how
guys.
It's causing damage to guys' parts.
Our areas. Yeah. It's not good.
So, in 10 seconds, Tabitha, we want 5 things you wouldn't want to sit on.
Come on,
and
man.
Let your mind run wild and have fun with it. 5 things you wouldn't want to sit on. Ready? And go.
A fork, a thumbtack, a nail, a whoopee cushion, and
No!
Man,
no!
I was so close.
Porcupine! Give me porcupine!
I should have said that.
Broken glass.
A campfire.
A campfire. Darn it, Tabitha.
We enjoyed talking with you, too. I hope you have a great day.
You guys, too. Thank you.
See
bye.
You later.
Bye-bye. We have the greatest listeners
on the
planet. I thought
that was the easiest one.
Oh, yeah. What are we going to do now? Hi, Mindy. Good morning. Mindy. Hey, there you are.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Oh, getting ready to go camping.
Well, there you go. There's your campfire.
Where are you going to do it?
Over Buffalo Pass by Steamboat.
Well, that'll be
fun. Good for you.
Do you tent?
How long are you going to be there?
Like 6 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Watch for bears. They run 30 miles an hour. They will eat you. Do you tent camp or do you got an RV or what?
We got an RV.
Recreational vehicle?
Okay.
You got
it. So you bring your potty with you. That's the thing, right?
Potty
so.
People.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How big
potty
is
people.
It? How big is your trailer?
It's 28 feet.
That's a good size. That's just about right.
Do you tow something? Like I always see people taking their big old RVs and they're towing like a Jeep behind it. Do you do that?
Negative. We do not do that.
Mm-mm.
All right. Listen, have fun. And let's play some Rattle Off. We're running out of time. So we're getting to that point towards the end, Jeremy, where they start getting a lot easier.
Yeah.
Mindy's like, thank
you.
Like
you have to go back to the things you shouldn't sit on.
No, I think I'm going to make it easier than that. I'm going to be just like 5 things you take camping.
Oh.
5 things you take camping. Ready and go.
A lantern, bug spray, sunscreen, fishing poles, a hat.
I got no argument with
any
of those.
All legit, I guess. A hat.
You know, a hat.
A hat. Wear a hat.
Yep.
You know, that's a little too easy. It makes you a
winner!
Hooray!
Good job.
Best day.
Happy
best
camper.
Day. Best day ever.
Best day ever.
You talk to your boys, you win a prize, and you go camping. So.
I love it. Best day.
If you will stand by, Josh has going to have a few words with you, okay, Mindy?
All right, sounds great. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Mindy.
You as well. You guys drive carefully up there, and like Jeremy says, watch out for
the bears.
The bears.